KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. North Carolina has parted ways with their head men's basketball coach Hubert Davis after five seasons of leading his alma mater. The school announced the decision last night, saying it's made a leadership change to end Davis's tenure as he took over for Hall of Famer Roy Williams. Davis did lead North Carolina to the national championship game during his first season, but the final blow was last Thursday when North Carolina blew a 19-point lead to VCU in the first round of the NCAA tournaments. Tournament games drawing record audiences, the opening week averaging 10 million viewers across CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. That marks a 7% increase from last year, making it the most watched first week in NCAA tournament history. The first round averaged 9.5 million viewers, while the second round jumped to 11 million. That's the highest since 1993. Soccer fan groups have filed a formal complaint with the European Commission accusing FIFA of unfair World Cup ticket pricing. Football Supporters Europe and Euro Consumers claim that FIFA abused its monopoly by charging as much as $8,600 for final tickets and also using dynamic pricing, which they say drives up the costs and limits access for fans. The groups also criticized a lack of transparency and resale practices, calling for price freezes and an end to dynamic pricing in future sales. FIFA says it hasn't received the complaint, but maintains that ticket demand is extremely high and revenues are reinvested into the sports. The Chicago Cubs have locked up their center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong with a six-year deal worth $115 million. That deal begins next season, could reach up to $133 million with incentives. The 24-year-old Pete Crow Armstrong coming off a breakout season for the Cubs where he won a gold glove, hit 31 home runs, had 35 stolen bases, and 95 RBIs. Major League Baseball season officially starts tonight. One game on the schedule. It'll be the San Francisco Giants hosting the New York Yankees. That'll be at 7 p.m. Central Time, only on Netflix. Philadelphia's Paul George declined to get into specifics of his failed drug test that landed him with a 25-game suspension. George says he is mentally and physically ready to help the 76ers with their playoff push as he returns for their final 10 games of the season. George expected to play tonight as the 76ers take on the Chicago Bulls. George was suspended in late January for violating the terms of the NBA's anti-drug program. He said Tuesday that his choice to take a banned substance was connected to a mental health issue that developed because of an off-season knee injury. Just four NBA games last night, said Denver would defeat Phoenix 125-123. Denver's Nikola Jokic made the go-ahead basket, a 12-foot jumper with 11 seconds left. Jokic finished with another triple-double, 23 points, 17 rebounds, and he tied a season high with 17 assists. That's his 29th triple-double of the season. Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell had 42 points as the Cavaliers beat Orlando 136-131. That's Mitchell's sixth, a game of at least 40 points this season. Meanwhile, for Orlando, they've dropped six straight. They were led by Paolo Banchero, who he had 36 points. With that loss, Orlando now drops into a three-way tie with Charlotte and Miami for eighth place in the Eastern Conference. New York's Jalen Brunson had 32 points, including 15 in the fourth quarter, as the Knicks beat New Orleans 121-116 for their seventh straight victory. The Knicks now pull within percentage points of Boston for second place in the Eastern Conference. And the Charlotte Hornets, they would blow out Sacramento last night, 134-90. Charlotte hit a franchise record tying 26 three-pointers. Kobe White made six of those. He finished with 27 points. LaMelo Ball had 20 points. He also had six three-pointers on the night. With the win, Charlotte pulled within two games of Atlanta for sixth place in the Eastern Conference. And that's Look At Your Sports for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.